from history. There's the Pharaoh from Daniel. And it's funny to me that this is the aspect and the kind of stuff in Revelation that gets a lot of attention from people, when I think it's really the least important part of it. As far as like naming these dudes who are the seven kings that are fallen, and one is, the other is not yet come. Are they seven roles that the dragon plays? Seven different kingdoms of Satan over time or in space or whatever? I don't know. The beast that was and is not, he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. See, he is of the seven, but he is also the eighth. There are seven kings, he's the eighth. Why are there not eight kings and he is the eighth? Well, no, there are seven kings. That's the completeness of it. He is the eighth. And I think because he is somehow all of them. So he is the eighth in that sense, that he is all the kings. I think of when he showed Christ the kingdoms of the world. It is in my power to give this to whoever I will. So he goes into perdition, son of perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. And the beast shall give his power to the kings. They are empowered with him. They receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Later on it says they give their kingdom to the beast. I suppose that means they offer up their kingdoms back to him. Because they have no kingdom yet, but they will receive power as kings for that 1 hour. Not a literal hour. I mean, that's an hour of, you know, this is the hour of our, this is their finest hour. You know, I think of Winston Churchill, World War II. They will say this is their finest hour. You know, because it's a figure of speech referring to a particular moment in time, but not a moment. It could span a decade. Or, that might be a bit long, but a unified moment, like the tribulation, is but an hour. It is 1 hour. As it is called in earlier in Revelation, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. And he does not keep us from that hour of temptation by rapture, but by his Spirit working in us, that we may work his works and serve him in those days. We will have tribulation, but no temptation. So, they receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. They have one mind. They're all the same mind. And their power and strength, everything that is in them, they give to the beast, all their power. Their kingdom comes from the beast, their power comes from the beast, but whatever aid they can give him of themselves, they return to him. They make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. You know, they make war against the saints, that's one way. You know, what did Jesus say to Paul? Paul, Paul, why do you persecute me? And the beast shall that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and overcome them and kill them. And as much as you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. But we shall overcome him, and ultimately Christ will defeat them at the Battle of Armageddon. For he is Lord of lords, King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. He is truly King of kings and Lord of lords. Not a fake, as this one will claim to be more of a lord than he is, and those kings. But they will have power for an hour with him. They that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Many are called, but few are chosen, the Lord said on several occasions. And faithful. You know, if these things be in you and abound, you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have to add to your faith. Faith plus nothing equals zero. Because even that which you seem to have will be taken from you. But add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness patience. To patience, love. I might have gotten that slightly out of sequence, but it's all right. It's 2 Peter chapter 1. He's given us great and precious promises. We partake of the divine nature. We have to be faithful. We say to him, yes, we accept you as our Lord. Then our Lord has things he wants us to do. He has things that he wants us to pursue. He said many things. People say, oh, I believe in Jesus. I believe he died on the cross for my sins. That's a nice start. But there's a lot of more Bible out there than that. There's a lot more that he did and said. You can't just cherry pick a verse and say, well, I believe in that. You know, because Romans 10 says, if you will confess with your lips the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. They cherry pick that verse and then tell people, well, if you do that, then you are saved. That's it. And it's a total abuse of the scripture. It's not what that scripture was given for you to just abuse it like that and take it out of context and toss aside all the other teachings of Christ and all the promises of God in Christ, which are for us. We are expected to be faithful, not unfaithful, like the whore. The whore is unfaithful. She said, I do, and she did not do the necessary things to appear with him on that day. But instead, they go running after the world, they go running after the treasures of this world, after the kingdoms of this world, and after the pleasures of this world, you know, like as Jesus said in the parable of the sower, the some seed fell on stony ground, some fell on the path, some fell among thorns, and all those seeds basically came to nothing. And many of them, you know, they fell among the stones, they immediately sprung up. But because they had no depth of earth, they withered and died. He says, that's those who, when they hear the word of the kingdom, receive it with joy. But because of tribulation or affliction, they fall away and they become unprofitable. It chokes out the word. Well, that was choking out the word comes with the thorns, where the cares of this life enter into. And the path is the birds come down. And those birds, those are your clergymen. Or any man who comes, it's not just any, you know, an official clergyman. It could be a guy just like me coming down and stealing the word of God out of your heart. It's what they do. You know, it's perilous times we live in. But at the same time, if you have faith in Christ, he will not lead you astray. But take heed how you hear. You know, and take heed. Because not all men. And that's what he said in Luke 8:18. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. God chooses us. He does not choose the way of salvation and then lay that out before us and say, hey,